Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is looking to tighten gun laws. He called for a special session to force state lawmakers to take up the issue. WUWM's Olivia Richardson has the story.
More than a dozen supporters of tougher gun laws stood behind Governor Evers and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett as Evers announced a special session yesterday. Evers said current laws aren't protecting the people of Wisconsin. Evers wants lawmakers to vote on several measures. One would require universal background checks on private gun sales. The second would create what's called an extreme risk protection order, also known as a red flag law. It would allow family members and law enforcement to ask judges to issue an order to remove the guns of someone deemed a threat. A recent Marquette University poll says that Wisconsinites are in favor of more restrictions on gun ownership. It showed 80% of Wisconsinites supporting universal background checks and red flag laws. Those in favor included gun owners. Governor Evers, a Democrat, said he's calling the special session after not receiving action from the Republicans. They hold a majority in both houses of legislature.
Each and every day, Republican leadership chooses ideology and false dichotomies over doing what is right. That's a choice that has consequences.
Deborah Gillespie spoke at Evers' news conference. Her son was killed with the gun that the shooter bought at a gun show. Such purchases would be subject to background checks under the legislation Evers wanted lawmakers to consider.
I tried to prosecute him, but I was unable to because there is no law saying that we can prosecute private citizens for the transfer of their guns.
Much of gun violence disproportionately affects Black and brown citizens of Wisconsin, more so than any other state, according to Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Previous tries at legislation have failed in the past because Democrats weren't able to get them to the floor. This time, Barnes says, it's different.
And now all members of the legislature are going to have to take that vote. You're going to have a whole lot of explaining to do, going back to a district to even attempt to talk about why would you take a vote that was so diametrically opposed to the overwhelming majority of the people of the state.
So far, it appears many Republicans won't vote for the measures, despite the special session. Following a news conference, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald issued a press release with this comment. After the governor opened the door to a long-term plan of gun confiscation at his press conference last month, it's easy to see how today's actions could just be the first attack on the Second Amendment. The Senate will not be a part of a drawn-out strategy to infringe on constitutional rights. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.